up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. Time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Records need to be played. I'm the guy to handle it. I got record players, and they're loaded for bear. I don't even know what that means. Must have something to do with shotguns and stuff, huh? I don't know. I'm not a hunter. Well, I hunt down records. I don't know if any of that matters, though. But anyway, glad you're along for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. I got a bunch of records to spin here. We'll start slipping in a few more holiday polkas, some more Christmas-style old-time music getting into the show. So that's on the way. We'll have our usual weekly required waltz in here. Lots to do. Let's start out with the Steel City Brass this week. And the Shoe Goes on the Other Foot Polka.
How long did you think you could go on hurting me? And I'd be your fool and wait at home alone. You go on and have your fun like you were free. Tonight I'll have some pleasures of my own. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. Each time you walk out the door, you walk on me, and leave the door wide open for the blues. Fly away from me like you were free. You must think there are wings upon your shoes. But the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight.
All right, there you have Steel City Brass gets another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Rolling right along here, the shoe goes on the other foot. This time, it's got a little attitude in that one, huh? Anyway, here we go. Another show is well underway. Some Christmas songs to throw in here this week. Hope you're having a great week. Made it through the holidays last week. And now we gear up for the big one, huh? Wow, a lot of stuff to do between now and then. I know that we've got to go Christmas tree shopping. I don't know what the deal is. None of our usual purveyors of Christmas trees seem to have their parking lot stands or what have you set up. I think that the idea of running out and buying a real tree from a Christmas tree guy is that your days are fading for that sort of thing, I think. I know last year our regular guy for the first time wasn't at his regular spot. I don't know where he was. Maybe they're just selling from their actual tree farm now. I don't know, but I miss... And I know a lot of people miss going out into the woods and cutting a tree. And you can do that in national forests. In fact, you can get a permit and do that in a lot of the forests around the country. And, of course, there are people with tree farms where you can cut one, or you can go there and they'll buy one, or you can pick one and they'll cut it, whatever. But for me, the memory is always going back to the lot with the guy. And even when I was a kid, we'd go to the same lot and the same guy was there every year. And the guy that we've been going to the last, I don't know, like almost 30 years, doesn't seem to be setting up anymore. And it was the son. It's not like the guy got to be 100 years old and tipped over, you know. So, but the quest will go on. I'll report next week. I always apologize when I play this record because I always play. I don't even know what's on the other side of the record because I always play this side. Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. It's Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka, play the Six Fat Dutchman polka! Another polka. Play Frankie Yankovic's polka. Just another polka. Play Romy Gaz's polka. Another polka. Play Johnny Pecan's polka. Just another polka. Play Whoopi John's polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my arm.
That's just another polka. See, that'll be stuck in my head now for like 3 days. And the same thing is probably going to happen to you, so I apologize in advance. It's just one of those songs, you know what I mean? All right, let's do Elmer Scheid and his Hooleri Band, shall we? I think we shall. Here's the Sharpshooters. Thank you. Elmer Schei and his Hooler Eye Band there. That's the Sharpshooters Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another round of record playing here on the show. Want to talk just a minute about the World of Accordions Museum, like I do about every week about this time, and invite you to check them out either online. Really, that's the best way right now. Check them out online. But make a plan to visit them in the not-too-distant future if the opportunity should present itself. 1,400 accordions on display. That's a lot. If you figure out how many keys there are in each accordion and how many buttons, multiply that out. It is a mind-boggling number. They're located in Superior, Wisconsin. They have their beautiful concert hall. They have their accordion technician and repair school. They have the gift shop. They have a lot of research materials there. You can learn stuff. You can just enjoy yourself. And you can be shocked and amazed at some of the rare accordions they have on display in the museum. Sounds weird to normal people. See, we're not normal. We are all above normal. But to just a lowly normal person, when you say accordion museum, they're going to think you're nuts. Check them out online. It's worldofaccordions.org. Here's where you find them, okay? worldofaccordions.org. All the information is there. You can contact them about when they're going to be open, what they got going on. I'm sure they're making plans for a lot of events coming up next year. So check them out, worldofaccordions.org, all right? All right. Suddenly I feel like I should have Senior Wences in here. I know somebody last week had no idea who Senior Wences was. And if you don't know, look it up. Here's the Mike Stevens Orchestra. This is the Marianne Polka.
Sour J, sour notes, not enough. Township. Chichawa. What not game, not mud in that. Township, oh, Chichawa.
That is the Mike Stevens Orchestra, and that is the Marianne Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along again for another show, and glad that wherever you're listening to and where you've been listening to the show is still doing their thing and still broadcasting the show for y'all to hear. Let's see, what do we got going on here? Oh, Jimmy Sturr and the Orchestra. You know, they made a ton of records. He won a ton of Grammy Awards. And I don't think we play that many Jimmy Sturr records here. What is the deal with that? I don't know, but here's Jimmy Sturr and the gang. This is the Oh, My Honey Polka.
Are you sure that you're in love? Can it be the moon above?
Oh, my honey, 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 can you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, dear.
That love is grand, but I just don't understand.
Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear.
There you have it, Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck are you doing this week, huh? Weather-wise, I'm kind of freaked out. We're in northern Minnesota. Still no real snow to report. I mean, there's like an inch maybe out there where there's snow. Not even that, really. It seems weird outside putting up the Christmas decorations because I put out a lot of the, you know, the plastic light-up. They're blow molds is what they are. That's what we call them in the Christmas decorating world. You know, Santa Claus and snowmen and choirs people and all your various characters are they're blow molds because that's the way they manufacture them. And that's what we call them in the Christmas decorating world. But normally there's some snow to kind of tuck them into out there. And there's nothing in the yard. It's been more work because I got to pound in a stake behind them to wire them too so they don't fall over. Man, oh, man. Then it turns out some of those darn things are worth some money. I shouldn't even tell you this. The prices will probably go up. But we had a big plastic Snoopy with a Santa hat and carrying a bag on his back. And my grandson really likes it. He's 4. And he remembers Snoopy from like last year. And we're up in the attic getting the people out and he wants to get Snoopy. And I said, Snoopy's broke. Because Grandma carried Snoopy by his nose, bringing him in at the end of the year, and it was really cold out, and his whole front of Snoopy's nose just busted into a bunch of pieces. And so Snoopy's pretty much kaput. And he was very sad about it. He's, oh, Grandpa, but I like Snoopy. And I thought, well, I'll go online and see if I can find another one. And it's, you know, old. It's probably from the 80s. And I found one. They were like $300 for the thing. I'm like, these were like $12 in the store, you know? So needless to say, we are not getting a new Snoopy this year, but it's been kind of weird out there decorating with so little snow. Although I like decorating when it's 30 degrees as opposed to when it's 6 and the wind's gusting to 40. But anyway, it's weird up here, man. And somehow this leads us into a Christmas record. Because I told you now, we're going to just kind of ramp it up here between now and Christmas week with some holiday tunes. Here's Big Daddy Lukowski and the Christmas medley. Have it there, a little Christmas medley. Big Daddy Lukowski here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's do a Marion Lush record, huh? Of course, with the musical stars, it's the Oh Yeah Polka.
Sobie na zabawę, oje,
oje,
i tam się bardzo ucieszył, oje,
oje.
Muzykanci ładnie grali i tak ładnie się śpiewali,
oje, 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 oje.
Wypił sobie on dobre wódkę, oje,
oje.
Z ludźmi się ładnie zabawił, oje,
oje.
Zaczął sobie tam tańcować, aż tam ludzie zaczął kopać,
oje.
Ładną pannę, oje,
oje.
I tam z nią się tak zmówiłem, oje,
oje.
Żułem ją do swego domu, piją razem, szklanki dzwonią,
oje, 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 oje.
I u niej był tam do rana, oje,
oje.
I tak
nią się tak zakochał, oje,
oje.
Niedługo będzie wesele i wesoło wszystkim będzie,
oje.
All right, there we go. Music from Marion Lush and musical stars. Oh, yeah, Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Just spinning the records here like we do every week. Glad you're hanging with us. Hope you're playing it loud and dancing in the kitchen or the living room. Or, hey, maybe you're someplace where the weather's nice and you're out dancing in the driveway or something. Why not go a little crazy, huh? Hey, got to remind you, too, you get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. There are a lot of ways to do it. You can email zumpahour@aol.com. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour, I believe is how you do that. You can send us a message there. You can post on the wall. As they say, it doesn't look like a wall to me. It looks like a computer, but they tell me you're posting on the wall. And, you know, if you have a request or dedication or comment or whatever, we love to hear from you. And here's an example of how that works. I got a message on the Facebook here from Donald. And thanks for the kind words, Donald. And he listens to the Zumpa Hour on WRJQ. He does indeed, over in Wisconsin. And wanted to know if I had any records by the Redbirds. Well, immediately I know I have records by the Redbirds. The next question is, can I find one? Because having only a week to find a record can take a while. Because my organizational skills, as we well know, are not that good. But I did find a nice Redbirds 45 here in the stacks. And here's the dance, dance, dance polka. Some Redbirds here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, one of those records that is the epitome of oompaing. Is that what you do if you oompa? Are you oompaing? I think you are. Are you oomping? Ah, not really sure about that. Now I'm thinking about Oompa Loompas on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which reminds me of Christmas. Because the original Willy Wonka movie came out, what, back in the 70s? I don't know, I was like a teenager. My dad owned a drugstore in Northeast Minneapolis. And on Thanksgiving, after dinner every year, we would all pile into the station wagon and drive down to the drugstore. And my folks would put up the Christmas decorations. So when people came in the next day, you know, it went from being a normal store to the day after Thanksgiving being decorated for Christmas. So we hung stuff from the ceiling and colored crepe paper and swoops and stuff and all that. My sister and I would not be helpful at all and would just kind of hang out. You know, hand me the scotch tape. You know, we could probably do that, but we weren't very helpful. But the drugstore had a soda fountain in it, and we pretty much spent the time making malts and eating pretzels and candy bars. I always had the chocolate malt with two pulls of malt powder in it. In those days, the malt powder was in a big dispenser, and you put that metal can under there, and you'd pull the lever on the side, and it would put one measure, I don't know how much it was, of malt powder into the big cup. But I always wanted two, because I like that malt flavor. I'm the same way today. 50 years later, it's like, I need two pulls of the malt powder. My sister always had a peppermint bonbon malt. That just seemed wrong to me when I was a kid. But anyway, so my folks would bring along a little portable black and white TV, and they'd set it on the counter, on the soda fountain counter, and my sister and I would watch TV while they were decorating, and we'd run around the store and generally make trouble. And Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was quite often on Thanksgiving back in those days on TV. And we'd sit and watch it and get fat and sick from eating all the junk at the soda fountain while my folks were decorating. So there's a little holiday memoir for you. I hadn't thought about that for quite some time. Somewhere I know we have some slides that Dad took of the store with all the new decorations up. Anyway, let's go back into time for an old scratchy record. In fact, this one came out on a 78. Vincent Jastinski and his orchestra. This is the Hootenanny Polka. Somewhere there's a guy who had a lot of fun making the horse gunshot sound effects and everything in that record. Vincent Jastinski there with the orchestra and the Hootenanny Polka, which obviously is the 1812 overture, which a lot of people just go, oh, the theme song from The Lone Ranger. but it's actually the 1812 Overture. All right, what are we doing here on the show? I'm losing track. I'm talking too much, and I'm messing around too much. I don't know what the heck I'm doing here. We still have to find a waltz for the show. I'll work on that. I got to get another Christmas song into the show. We're more than halfway along already. Holy cow, here's the New Yorkers, and they get me to the church on time polka. Another classic there from a lot of different directions anyway. There's the New Yorkers there, and Get Me to the Church on Time, a polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Of course, you probably recognize that song. It was in My Fair Lady, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was in My Fair Lady. Here I'm dropping records all over the place. Oh, for Pete's sake, stay organized. We need more counter space in here. I'll have to talk to the constructors. See what we can do about that. Now, we always do a waltz in every show, at least one, sometimes more than one. And I know we kind of had a waltz in our Christmas medley from Big Daddy Lakowski earlier in the show, but I'm not counting a Christmas song as a waltz. Even if it was the Christmas waltz, it wouldn't count. But let's do, here's one everybody knows, Frankie Yankovic. Here's the Blue Skirt Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. Thank you. Yeah, I saw you dancing there. Frankie Yankovic on Tim's Oompa Hour. Everybody in the world knows that one. Even people who don't know that they know it because somehow it got into their heads, you know? Two waltzes in a row? Is that possible? Can we throw in a Whoopi John record? Not only that, one that everybody knows, a little faster pace than that one. Let's do it. Whoopi John of the band. Here is Sing Ach Du Lieber.
Join the band and they'll sing and dance that Ach du lieber Augustine. That's my sweetest melody, ain't it so grand? And when the tuba goes oompa so schwein, my heart will answer with each oompa beat. Cause I love to sing that Ach du lieber Augustine. Ach du lieber Augustine, ain't it so grand?
John of the band there, Patrick Wilfart doing the singing on that one. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. What's over here? It's the Chet Dragon Orchestra, that's what it is. I think we all know My Melody of Love, don't we?
Droga, ja cię kocham, means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham, more than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całym sercem, love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love. Kocham means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham, more than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całym sercem, love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love.
I hadn't heard that version of that for quite some time. Jet Dragon Orchestra there, My Melody of Love on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, it's true. It's time for another Christmas record. I was trying to decide if I was going to go to commercial or go to the Christmas record. And the Christmas record is drawing me in. Are you ready? The story of Elfie the Elf. What a great name for an elf, huh? That'd be like being Humie the Human. I don't know. Here's the Shimoleski Brothers.
Elfie the Elf and Santa himself will be around on Christmas Eve. Elfie the Elf will load every shelf with gifts for children for many. Elfie's always working up in his North Pole shop, making lots of toys for little girls and boys. Elfie the Elf and Santa himself will be around on Christmas Eve. Your Christmas tree. Elfie the Elf brings luck and good health to every single family. Elfie's never shirking, he doesn't seem to stop fixing all the things that Santa always brings. Elfie the Elf and Santa himself will be around on Christmas Eve.
Elfie the Elf. Hey, you know, he could be showing up at your house on Christmas Eve, helping out Santa Claus, for Pete's sake. All right, we have Oompa Town's Finest coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there we go. Now, I don't get to Oompa Town's Finest very often. Apparently, they just wandered through Oompa Town, which, as far as I know, is New Ulm, Minnesota. There may be some other place on the planet that claims to be Oompa Town, but for my dollar, it's New Ulm, Minnesota. Anyway, here's Oompa Town's Finest. This is The Happy Blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
you have it, Oompa Town's finest. I don't know. I'm not going to argue with them. As far as I'm concerned, they are the finest. At least they were when they made that record. There's the Happy Blacksmith here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I look at the clock, and I'm like, what? How could it possibly be that far? And we're, like, almost done. How's that even possible? I've clearly been talking too much in this week's show. Where has all the time gone? Anyway, let's... This record gets like an A for enthusiasm, okay? And whether or not I'll be able to sneak in another record after this. See, I'm deciding there's probably not enough time to get two more records in here and still beat it out of here by the end of the hour. But it's real. I don't want to come up too short either, so I'm stalling. This is definitely one of those records, though, an A for enthusiasm. And I rarely play this record because the record looks like it has been destroyed. I mean, the label is half washed off. The ink is all running. It looks like it's been through a washing machine and then driven over by somebody's car in the garage. And then somebody used it to kill flies. But it still plays real good. Here's Bernie White and the orchestra. This is the Tropical Mexican Polka.
Hello, cutie. What's your name?
Chiquita.
Ay, Chiquita. Tú eres bonita. Swing. Let's dance the tropical Mexican polka. Don't you know that it's the latest thing? All that you do is sway side by side, then start right in, hop, skip, and glide. First hug your partner, swing her all around, do a do-si-do, then curtsy to the ground.
There you go, Bernie White and his orchestra, the Tropical Mexican Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and as I think we've established on the show, I am no dancer. I'll be the DJ at the wedding reception. I'll be playing my polka records. You guys do the dancing. I was trying to follow those instructions. Yeah, I just hurt myself, I'm telling you. Anyway, look at that. It's a whole nother show done already.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back next week and do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.